The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce,
where diversity and opportunity are one.
From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities taking place all across Silicon Valley. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of Silicon Valley and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed business leaders, entrepreneurs, and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Hello. I'm Carl Davis Jr. I'm your host, but I'm also the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where we help all small businesses start, finance, grow, and even exit their businesses. We're located at 25 North 14th Street, downtown San Jose, or you can reach us via the web at blackchamber.com. My guest today is just a talented young lady, Miss E.C. Scott. She's the program director and CEO of the Blues Television Network. I'm excited to hear more about that, EC. How are you doing today?
I am absolutely, positively wonderful. What about yourself?
I love that excitement. I think our listeners are going to be blessed this morning. Before we dive into the Blues Network thing, I'm excited to hear about that myself. I want to know a little bit about you, EC. Can you tell us a little bit about your history, who you are, what makes you tick?
Wow, that's a good question. Some mornings I don't know who I am. just kidding. I grew up, born and raised in Oakland, and grew up in church, always wanted to be an entertainer. Mm. Never wanted to be anything other than an entertainer. I can remember coming up, my mom would try to teach me how to cook, and I couldn't understand what she didn't understand, that I was going to be an overnight sensation when I left home. And she said, you need to learn how to cook because you're going to starve to death. But I said, I'm going to have maids and butlers. And she would always laugh and say, what are you going to do until you make it? And I said, I'm going to be an overnight sensation. She said, you know, overnight is maybe 20 years. And I never understood that. But as life went on, I understood.
Well, you understand it now, huh?
Very well.
you understand it now, huh?
Yeah. So I decided I needed an education. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe an AA would do the trick. And then I found out that having an AA was great. It let the employer know I can read and write. But I still didn't have a throne. And I had to find the throne. And music was my first love, but you had to have a little backup to make it work. And yeah, I think I did everything music related, coming up, working in the clubs, doing everything to get to a national artist. And it took many years to do that. Mm-hmm. And once I got there, it was like, okay, what do you do when you get here? Because you don't really have the tools, because you focused all your life moving up. And for good people to mm-hmm. come forth and teach me what to do, I'm forever thankful to them. And that's what leads me to where I am today. Was that a shortcut or what?
No, that was wonderful, you know, because people hear our show, and our listeners are broad. You know, you could have young people listening, and it's very important that they understand the travails that people go through when people say, I'm an overnight success, or, you know, overnight, as you said, it's 15, 20 years. So, you know, you paint the right picture there. You know, being a person that's a, because you're an artist yourself, right? I heard some of your music earlier
this morning.
You're an artist. So what do you play? What instrument?
I play records and CDs, but I write and I sing. I don't play an instrument anymore. Up until junior high school, I played clarinet. But after that, my focus has been singing and writing.
You know what? No wonder I bond with you so well. You know, when I was in elementary school, I played the violin and then I played the clarinet. And I just always wanted to find somebody that played an instrument like me. I'm close to you.
Hey, clarinet. Mine was silver.
Yeah, well, I did the violin, and when I had to play Mary Had a Little Lamb with my violin, I think a bunch of people kind of ran out of the auditorium, but that's a whole nother show, a whole nother story.
Sort of like the reeds in the clarinet, squeaky.
Well, you know, I want you to tell our youth who may be listening to the show, how would you suggest they get into being a musician, and what do they have to do in order to prepare properly, as you said you didn't prepare so well?
Well, I grew up singing. I think I did my first song 3 and a half, Yes, Jesus Loves Me.
Wow.
And I've been singing ever since then, and there's quite a few years between 3 and a half and today. But singing has always been my main focus, and I have this saying that do something today toward your dream, no matter what it is, even if it's an hour, 30 minutes, 10 minutes, dedicate some time every day toward your dream. And music was a part of my life every single day, from morning to night till I went to bed. It was all about music. And by the time I got out of high school, I wanted to learn how to manage myself, because I had read how artists before me were being ripped off and not getting their rights. So I studied a lot. I did homework and learned about the business, made my mistakes on paper as opposed to in real life. And I learned how to market myself. I took marketing at Chabot College, and I took any and every class that I thought could help me move my music career forward. And I paid $100 to a guy, a musician, to tell me what the next step was to moving. And when I paid that $100, I got my pencil and paper and my little recorder ready, and he looked at me and said, I can tell you're going to make it.
Wow.
Before we even start this session. I said, really? He said, yes, because you brought a pencil and paper and you backed it up with a recorder. He said, most people come and don't bring a pencil and paper.
Wow.
They think they could memorize every single thing that we talked about in an hour. But I didn't want to miss anything. I wanted to make sure I had a list of questions to ask him, and I needed the answer. I needed the road map to where I am today. And he gave me the road map. When you perform and it's your break time, say hello to everybody. Thank them for spending their money to come see you. And these things I wrote out. He said, Zsa Zsa Gabor said, I don't have friends with $1 million, but I do have 1 million friends with $1.
I heard that. It still adds up to a million.
And I kept that in mind.
Man, you know, that's some good advice. You know, the thing about preparation that you said, you know, whether you're a young person getting to any industry, and the thing you said about your dream, I mean, even I take that you know, even though I'm in a president now, I always think about what am I doing today to further my dream? So those are good advice, whether you're young, middle age, or even elderly. That's good advice, EC. We really appreciate that. I want to move
it's
into
what I live by.
Well, I love that. Well, I want to move into because I'm really excited about hearing more about this blues stuff. So how did you get from, you know, writing songs? Now, did you write all types of songs or were they blues songs?
I write all types of songs, but my focus is blues.
Blues?
R&B blues.
Now, the one thing I heard about writing, and I wish I would have known this earlier because I felt like I had some songs in me. That's one of the things that we want to talk to our youth about is if you got some creative ideas and you can write a song, I think if you copyright it or something or, you know, there's ways for you to get paid, you know, from years from now when people are using and singing your song, correct?
That is correct. You write a song and get your group of songs together. Now, the poor man's copyright is to mail it to yourself and don't open the envelope. So if you're a teenager, young person out there, and you don't have the money to file copyright, you just write the song and put it in an envelope and mail it to yourself. And then take that envelope and put it somewhere safe. Because as long as the envelope is not open, it will verify the date that you wrote the song.
Wow. See, that's something a lot of people probably did not know. Wow, that's pretty neat.
Poor man's copyright.
That's pretty neat.
That applies to many things.
So tell me a little bit, because we're almost done with our first half of the show, but give me like a little synopsis of this Blues Television Network in about a minute.
Blues Television Network, we are the first and only 24/7 blues network in the world. We currently cover Northern California. We are seen in 288 cities in Northern California, and we stream live to the internet. So we're reaching the world. Many people don't know a lot about blues, and I just have a couple of questions to ask you. Would you name two blues artists?
B.B. King. That's one. I'll do the second one on the other side of the show.
You don't know but one, don't you?
That's it.
Isn't that right?
You caught me. Well, let's do this. Let's do this, EC. I love your spirit. Why don't we just pause for the cause a little bit? We're going to leave it right there, and we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Join the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce and watch your business grow. Participate in mixers, webinars, and training workshops to help start, finance, and grow your business, all with the help of the Chamber's certified Small Business Development Centers consultants for free. That's right. Sign up for one-on-one help from a certified Small Business Development Expert Advisor for free. Call 408-288-8806 or visit blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com.
And now, back to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
We have EC Scott with us today. I want to make this connection with you. You were talking during break about this Blues Television Network. Tell me more about the Blues Television Network and why our audience should know about that.
I would love to. The Blues Television Network is, as I stated before, it's a 24/7 blues channel, sort of like the MTV of the blues. We play blues videos and blues programming all day long, and we have a huge audience. The Blues Channel it just turned 3 years old in June of this year. Our company produced a show 17 years ago called, and it was our flagship show called EC's Juke Joint. And it was the first blues video show on television. We started on one television station in Palo Alto, a community access station. And within a year, we were on 400 stations across the U.S. And then it went viral. We went to commercial TV, Copy TV 20 here in the Bay Area. We were on Saturday nights at 11 o'clock on commercial TV and gave them the highest rating they've ever had for that time slot. And we advanced across the U.S. with EC's Juke Joint, and it's still one of the hottest shows. But it was only intended to see if there was a demand for blues on television. And that was the flag that let us know it was time to execute our next phase and start the Blues Channel. Currently, as I said, we're on 200, we can be seen in 288 cities in Northern California. We're on over-the-air broadcast. Are you familiar with over-the-air broadcast?
No, I'm not. Mm-mm.
Please let me describe and tell you what it is. Over-the-air broadcast is where you go when you are tired of paying for cable. When you no longer want to pay for television, I'm sure you've seen tons of commercials that say, you don't have to pay for television anymore. Free television. When I was coming up, we had broadcast network. We had television. It was Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 5, all the local broadcasts that every sports game comes on. Are you familiar now? Then we had cable was added on. But the local channels merged in, but they kept their own identity on over-the-air broadcast. Over-the-air broadcast has over 60 million households that watch daily. It's a huge growing market. And there's very few people that know it other than cable. A lot of shows that are on cable have decided to come to over-the-air broadcast.
Well, how do you get access to it? I mean, how do you reach it?
Oh, all you do is go to your setting on your TV, and it says local. You click that, and you get all the local channels. You get like 130-some local channels that you don't have to pay for. Or you can get a digital box, hook it to one of your TVs, and you get them all for free without spending any money.
So are you saying that people that have Comcast cable, how do you find it on Comcast cable? Like what channel or where do you go to do it?
You go to your remote, and you hit setting.
Mm-hmm.
And once you see setting, it'll say local TV. You click that and you get all your local channels. That's called over-the-air broadcast.
Wow. I'm sure a lot of people never heard of that. Well, there goes my sponsorship with Comcast.
It's a huge growing entity right now because a lot of people, especially the millennials, they don't want to pay for television.
So if I did that.
That doesn't fit into their budget. But they still get a chance to watch TV. You don't miss out on any sports because all of the sports come on the major broadcasters, which is Channel 5, Channel 7, and Channel 2. So you don't lose those. And so, there's so many more that you get that why pay?
So where are you, So where are you at on that? If I hit local and I did local TV and I want to find the Blues Network, what number would I find it or how would I find you on there?
If you're in San Jose and in the San Jose area, you punch in 45.5 and we will blues you up.
45.5. I kind of like that. Well, let's do this. I want people to know how could they reach you? Because you're giving out a lot of good information for those who really love blues. I want to do this twice. How could people reach you? Is there a phone number, a website, a Facebook? How do you want people to reach you?
You can reach me at ecscott at Aitt, A-I-T-T-E-R
So say that one more time. Adderis. Spell that one more time.
Adderis. AITTERCE.com. Our company is Adderis Studio Productions. And we are the proud owner of Blues TN, which is the Blues Television Network.
You know, when you talk about Blues Television Network, we know that, you know, to have things be successful, you have to have sponsors, you got to have advertisers. You know, is there something special you want to say to not only the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, you know, business folks, but other business folks who may hear this over the air? Is there some special you want to tell them how they can advertise with you, and why would they want to do it?
Yes, I would love to invite them to introduce their products and their service to our viewers. We have a huge untapped viewing audience, and your product may go over big with our people. This is the first time Blues has ever came together on this level as a audience, a buying audience. Blues lovers will travel up to 100 miles for a show.
Mm.
Blues lovers have an education, a college level education. Mm-hmm. The age of our people are 35 to 65 plus, with a crossover appeal of 18 to 25.
Mm.
We have income averaging $125,000 and up a year. Many are empty nesters with expendable income, and they're homeowners. If that's your audience, if that's your people who you are pitching your product to,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We are the people you should advertise with.
Man, that sounds...
We would love to have your product and present it to our audience. Try us out. We have an unheard-of sale going on right now. Unheard-of. And the holidays are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Let us show you how our people spend money.
Well, I saw something here. It says you can get 25 30-second spots for $625. That's less than $1,000. You can get 25 30-second spots. That's a pretty good deal, huh?
Pretty good deal.
Matter of fact, I see even another deal. This says clients commercial.
This is television. Mm-hmm. This is not newspaper. This mm-hmm. is television. And it's you will be reaching our audience during a time they're relaxing, enjoying themselves, because we're music.
Wow. I see something else. It says a client's commercial, $25 for a 30-second spot. So that's kind of like a great way to just try it out, huh?
Try us out.
Well, I want to just say...
And if you have an event that's coming up,
uh-huh.
you need some people to, as they say, butts in the seat, invite our people.
Man, that sounds fantastic. That sounds like we're going to be using you ourselves. But don't you have an event coming up in November?
I look forward to working with you. And I look forward to working with the Chamber. I'm sure they're there to promote their business. So we want to help you promote your business.
Yeah, I like that. I saw where you're on Facebook. Visit your website at www.bluestn.com. That's www.bluestn.com. And what's the other one?
Adderis.com.
Adderis.com, too. Wow, this has really been very interesting. I learned more about blues than I ever knew before. And just so you would know, I did have another blues artist named Muddy Waters.
He was a long time ago. You were great. You picked two dead people. Now I'd like to hear you. Give me one current blues artist.
I'm going to save it for our next show. We're out of time right now. I want to wrap this up. We've been having a wonderful guest, E.C. Scott, with the Blues Television Network. You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr. and brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com.
That's blackchamber.com. Or call 408-288-8806. That's 408-288-8806. Copies of our podcast are available online at blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email info@blackchamber.com. Keeping you connected, Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.